Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Greetings to you in the name of Jesus. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Her story, A Warm Embrace, was published in Chicken Soup for the Soul, Devotional Stories for Wives, in September of 2013. Her other book, If You Leave, I'm Going With You, was co-authored with her husband Joe. After a difficult season in their marriage, God completely restored their lives. Feeling led to write about their victorious healing, they committed themselves to a year-long project. The result was a book of inspiration for couples to grow closer, using what they call the four C's of marriage. A book with humor, a biblical truth, and raw emotion, as you can imagine, when it comes to marriages and recovery. It was expanded into a marriage workshop, and her recent book release, Moss in the Trees, was inspired by morning walks. Walks where she spent time alone praying. And the message written for women in this generation is to pursue the heart of God and to heal from burdensome hurts. We pause at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio program is to lead you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. If you know the Lord, well, we want to encourage you, build you up. But if you don't know Christ, you don't know Him personally, you've never opened your heart to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, well, dear friend, it's our heart that you would do just that. And we believe that the Spirit of God is already moving, working. Whatever you're going through right now, whatever you're facing, for you to know that God loves you, that Jesus died on the cross for your sins. He shed His precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and He rose again from the grave on the third day, and the living Christ calls you to Himself. Would you open your heart to Jesus? Oh, dear one, we hope and pray that you will, and that you will soon. Deanna Broom is the author that I've been speaking of. She's the gifted writer. She's married, and not only been married for 26 years, with a military career as a spouse, she and her husband Joe, they have three sons, Cody, and identical twins, Hunter and Connor. She's dedicated to the military lifestyle, all it has to offer. She has her bachelor's degree in psychology from George Mason University and a master's in marriage and family therapy from Liberty University. Deanna, welcome to our show.
Hi, Danny. Thank you for having me.
Deanna, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Gulfport, Mississippi, and it's interesting. I still have the southern twang. You would think after moving around all these years that it would have gone away, but it's still there, and I am definitely a southern girl at heart.
What are give me one or two great memories of growing up there in Mississippi?
Oh, boy. I remember long, lazy days in the summer with my sister laying on, you know, a towel and looking up at the clouds and making animal figures and, you know, just talking about life. I remember long walks on the beach. I also remember looking at on Highway 90, when you're driving down Highway 90, looking at these beautiful oak trees with moss and thinking how pretty they were.
There's something about moss and trees and love of nature and the placid environment where you're able to hear the voice of the Lord.
Yes.
The ministry of God's Spirit working, moving in your life. Who would you say influenced you most in your growing up years?
Oh, wow. I have to say, in my growing up years, I really looked up to my grandfather. He actually walked me down the aisle. He was just such a precious, wonderful man. And every time he looked at me, I just felt his love. And another person is my stepfather, who I really consider my father. Mm-hmm. He introduced me to Jesus. He brought me to church. He did exactly what he was supposed to do. And that faith never left me.
Take us on that journey. When did it happen that you came to Christ, and how?
Well, it all started when I was about 10, and I went to a Billy Graham crusade with my mom. And it was in the Mississippi Gulf Coast Coliseum, and we were up in the nosebleed section, pretty high up. But when Billy Graham spoke, I just kept feeling this stirring, even at that early age. And I felt Jesus calling me. So as a little girl, you know, you're looking down at this sea of people, and you're thinking, I need to be down there. So I sat there for a few minutes in my seat, and I realized it was more than I could bear. And my little legs just took me down and down and down, and I was driven. I was going to meet Christ down there. And I did. And do you know, when I accepted him, the sweet older lady came up to me and she said, are you ready? And I said, I'm ready. I want Jesus in my heart. And we prayed the salvation prayer. And when it was over, I felt like I could scream to the world, you know, Jesus is in my heart. He's in my heart. And I just remember feeling so covered and so loved. And wow, it was a special moment for sure.
10 years old. Accepting Christ.
Yes.
What were your years like from that point on until your young adulthood?
Those are some tough years, Danny. You know, there's a reason why the scripture says the faith of a child. Because as a child, life hasn't stifled you. Life hasn't gotten in just yet. Because a lot of times you're still in that bubble. You know, a lot of us are. I was blessed to be raised in a Christian home. I went to church. I went through the motions, I would have to say, of going to church. But I didn't really invest in that relationship of pursuing God. I hit 15, 16, and that was when the battle of the wills started. I wanted my own will as a teenager. So I rebelled. You know, I did things I definitely regret. But one of the highlights was meeting my husband. At the age of 16, we met and fell in love, and I still look at him that way. Like, I am a 16-year-old girl again, but we went through a lot together, you know, as you can imagine, being in the military. We married. I was 17, if you can believe that, 17 years old, right out of high school. My husband, 19, but we married at a very young age, and we call it, you know, getting married and dating with vows, because really, do we know what we were saying to one another? But I don't regret marrying that young. I don't regret it, because God has definitely revealed to me, you know, Deanna, I wanted to spare you the dating. I wanted, you know, and I dated a little bit before Joe, but when I met him, I knew, I said, oh Lord, boy, you have blessed me more than I can imagine, because he's a beautiful man. He's just a handsome guy. And you know, it's his heart. And, you know, that extension of what I felt with my grandfather, you know, I felt it every time he looked at me. But there were some struggles, a lot of struggles after we got married.
You're here in Hawaii on a speaking tour. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about what you've been doing and what you've been sharing.
Well, God has opened up so many doors for me. I had a speaking event in Mississippi in my hometown, which was awesome, last month in March. And then what brought me here, and this is my first time to Hawaii, and I got to tell you, I want to stay here. You know, I want to move my family here. This would be great. I want to retire here. The blessing is my brother, I haven't seen in 10 years, is also here, so I've had time with him. But what God has done is opened a door for me to share a very specific message to women. And I am using this platform of Moss in the Trees to glorify God, to glorify Jesus and his healing in my life. And it's all about that. I'm a woman that Jesus transformed. I held so much in, Danny, so much I stifled. A lot of things I didn't even know I had for years and years and years. So my platform is, you know, ladies, it's time to get rid of the garbage. It's time to grow. And so I came to Hawaii for a speaking retreat, a three-day women's retreat. I'd never done one before. You know, this is my first one. But I knew Christ was in me, and it was all about Him. And I witnessed such a mighty power of God this weekend, watching these women and feeling so humbled that God is transforming this generation. He wants warriors. He wants warriors. He wants healed trees. And He wants our marriages and our children. He wants a new legacy. And that is something I take very seriously in my life.
You speak with a great deal of depth. One who has had to have gone through the deep things of life to have an understanding and the ability to communicate with women who themselves are hurting. There is so much hurt in our world today, and that's not just a way of, you know, glossing over, you know, the stuff that people go through. It works itself out in our lives. Well, shall I say, it leaks, or sometimes
yes.
It spews out
yes.
in ways that we wish it didn't.
Yes.
It's regretful at times, but there are deep things in us that need to be addressed, that need to be identified, need to be healed. And God brings someone like Deanna Broom to come and share openly with a transparency that is engaging because it's so connectable, relatable. When we come back, you'll hear more from her, the author of Moss in the Trees, Deanna Broom. When we come back, you don't want to miss this. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
It's like you're in the movies, you know. You've watched it and now you get to live it. You're 17 years old. You're a beautiful, blooming young woman, and you fall in love with a 19-year-old, dashing, strapping gentleman, and you get married, and you think, this is a dream come true. It is an enchanted moment of life, and thus it will always be. Or so you think. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm so glad you're with us today. We're in for just a special treat from the Lord in author and speaker Deanna Broom, who hails from Florida, who hails from Mississippi, and really all over the world, because she has traveled as a wife of a Marine officer. Well, he's a Mustang, and there's a special calling card that comes along with it. And she'll describe that for us. To hear more about this show, to get it in its entirety, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get the program in its a free podcast, that and other resources. And to find out more about Deanna Broom and her book, Moss in the Trees, visit fullycommitted.net. She has weekly blogs that she presents there at fullycommitted.net. Deanna, 17 years old, you get married. Take us back. Take us deep. Take us into what was it like in those early years?
Well, as you can imagine, growing up in Mississippi, I was definitely a small town girl. We married. My husband was deployed to Okinawa, Japan, for 6 months. So I stayed home while he went ahead and finished his deployment. I got on an airplane. I turned 18 at that point and moved to California. Big culture shock for me. Mm. One of the funny things, I'll never forget, I went to the commissary and I asked for grits. And they looked at me like I had said something alien. Grits? What in the world are grits? And I said, you know, those white things you put in a bowl and put butter, and they're like cream of wheat. I said, no, grits. It was hilarious, and I still smile at that. You know, it's so funny. But my husband was in artillery, and you mentioned Mustang. Mm-hmm. Mustang is a Marine service member, but Mustang is generally what a lot of Marines call a prior enlisted. My husband, when we married, was a private first class. He was an E2, and we served our first 10 years enlisted. In those 10 years, we had our son, Cody, very hard years, financially strapped, you know, barely two nickels to rub together, but you're happy. You know, you're still living in that bubble of happily ever after. I spent, though, a lot of time alone before we had Cody. First 3 years we were married, we were together maybe a year of it, and I did not ground myself in the Lord. I did not keep that faith. Nor did my husband. As a matter of fact, we ran the other way first 13 years of our marriage, just doing our own thing, doing our own will. And the consequences of that are definitely the defining moment we had at the 13-year mark. And God just gave us a defining moment, and he said, you know, are you going to choose me, or do you want to keep living miserable? But you know what was interesting in that defining moment? For so many years, we thought, we're the perfect couple. We're the golden couple. Nothing's going to happen to us. We're fine. We're good. And we were convinced the way we were living was okay. But it took a very stormy season in our life for us to be on our knees, to look up and say, Lord, the way we're living is not for you. The way we're living is not glorifying you, and we want something different. We're empty.
Deanna, what was that defining moment? What brought you to your knees?
I had convinced myself that I wanted to leave my husband, that I wanted to be with someone else, that being a mom of three boys was just something I wanted part-time. So ashamed, you know. I remember even feeling convicted of those feelings. So I told my husband I wanted a divorce. And he looked at me, tears in his eyes, and he just said, you know, let's do better than this. I never fell out of love with him, though. There was never that moment where I said, I just don't love you anymore. It was just, I don't want this life anymore. And that defining moment for me actually started when my husband changed, because he got on his knees and he prayed over our marriage. Mm-hmm. And he said, Lord, if you give me my family back, I will serve you the rest of my life. And so seeing him get up and take our sons to church, and I had this moment where our thing when we would go to church was we would stop at the store, grab some Coke, and we would grab the Sunday paper. And one day I had just happened to be across the street in my car, and I looked over and there was my husband and my three boys without me. And it was the seed planted in me, and I fought it a few more days after. And I knew I was staring across the street at the family that the enemy was trying to make me believe I didn't need anymore, to abandon my family. So at that time, I went to the gym a lot. I worked out. I think a lot of it, too, was an escape. And one time I was working out, and I got physically sick to my stomach. And I went out, and I laid on a mat, and I looked up, and there was this big picture window, and the sun was shining, and I looked up and I said, God, I can't do this anymore. And at that moment, Danny, it was as if God just took the scales off my eyes. I felt Jesus like I did when I was 10 years old in that Colosseum. He changed me in that moment. It was a divine transformation, and I knew I was different. I knew what it was like to feel the unfailing love of God. And that was when Joe and I decided no matter what, we were different. We were going to leave all the sin, all the shame in the past, that God was going to change and transform our family, and he has.
Someone today may be in a place where the scales or the viewpoint that they have, it might be a woman who is feeling like you felt, I don't need my family anymore. I do want to, by the way, go into what do you think from your vantage point and experience led up to that? Because it seems like there would be a process where one would come to a place where they truly believe that they don't need their family anymore. And it happens. It happens. Someone maybe going through that right now. It could be a man who's feeling like that and is listening, totally convinced that that's not. But God intervened.
Yes.
God worked in your life. Yes. What would you say, in your experience, was the subtle process that got you convinced that you didn't need your family?
You know, I'm glad you asked that question, because for me, Danny, it was loneliness. For me, it was year after year after year of feeling burnout, because I felt like I had to be superwoman, that my husband, when he deployed, when he was gone, it was all on me. I was mom and I was dad. And, you know, and when the boys would get a little older, when they were, you know, just a few years older every year, I would look at myself and I would think, you know, I'm so tired. I'm just so tired of being their dad and their mom, and I don't know what to do. And I think it was just those moments that led me up to the big moment of going, the grass is greener. Surely there's something better than this. And it honestly is selfishness. It was selfishness, because I'd convinced myself of that.
Even in the admission of selfishness, mm-hmm. There must be a deep struggle because of a yearning for justice.
Yeah.
I deserve better, or I want more. What did you want?
I think I was so confused, because one part of me, I wanted to be the best mom and the best wife. And then the other part of me, I wanted freedom from being the best mom and being the best wife. Mm-hmm. It was so confusing.
Sure. It's easy for me to try or to act like I understand, but I don't understand. That's why you're here,
right,
to share, because someone listening is going through that very thing, and you can relate with them.
Absolutely.
And they, in fact, they're listening, and they're saying in one way or another, she knows.
Mm-hmm.
She understands. She's saying what I'm feeling. Deanna, what would you say to someone who's going through that right now?
What is in front of you is the most precious treasure you could ever have. And although, you know, I got to say this, be very careful of the company you keep. Because what happened to me at the gym was I befriended a group of people that were miserable in their marriage. And they convinced me that the things that I felt were right. That it was okay to go out and party. It was okay to go out and do the things that I want to do. That I deserved it. That I deserved to have some fun. So I would tell you right now, you know, just look at your husband, your wife, your children as a gift. Because I tell you, if you make that decision to walk away, you are not only walking away today, but you are walking away from tomorrows and years and birthdays and Christmases. You're walking away from precious memories, because the grass is not greener on the other side.
We need to go further,
okay,
on this, deeper on this. And I'd like for you to minister in prayer and to share more as you are. But yeah, let's we need to take the time,
okay,
to do that. Deanna, emotions can be really strong and blinding.
Yes.
When we're tired, we are very vulnerable. We think thoughts that we ought not to think,
yeah,
that would be regrettable, but at that moment, it's tolerable. Not only is it tolerable, it's relieving. It's attractive, even.
Yes.
It gives us a sense of detachment and almost a release. When we come back, let's talk about that and how God intervened and how He can intervene in someone else. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Deanna Broome is the author of Moss in the Trees, a book that delves deeper in the heart of a woman, the hidden issues that hinder a daily walk with Jesus. Deanna answered the call of God on her life to encourage others through writing, teaching, and speaking, and she's doing just that. She's on a speaking tour, and she's also here to share heart-to-heart. And if you're tuning in right now, you want to get this program in its entirety, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get the whole thing for free. And other resources that are available there. To find out more about Deanna, just get in touch with her, to read her blogs, to connect with her, get her books, go to fullycommitted.net. Again, fullycommitted.net. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Thanks for joining us today, and you're in for a real, real blessing from the Lord. Deanna, as we were speaking before our break, coming to the breaking point where a woman, where a man begins to think, I'm tired. I've had enough of this. I need to live another life. And I can. And others around me are saying, you can. And I'm convinced that I need to move on. Well, you've gone through that, and you think differently about it on this side of things. Why do you think differently now than you did before?
The transformation for me, honestly, was a different perspective. I had a worldly perspective towards relationships, towards, you know, my husband, my children, and really just taking it all for granted. Because being a military spouse, we are alone a lot. And I liken it to this. It's as if we're superwomen and we have to wear this cape. And that cape is so long, and we have new ones in the closet every morning, right, to put on, because we have so much to finish. We're mom and we're dad, and we have the house, and in our husband's absence, we have many hats that we wear. And I think for me, you know, especially having twins the second time, our second pregnancy, I was just so overwhelmed with doing so many things that I had to do. So the transformation for me was a spiritual perspective, that when I had that defining moment with the Lord, when I said, God, I can't do this anymore. You know what he did? He took that cape off. He said, that's right. Deanna, you're not Superwoman and you never will be, because I want you to rely on me. That's when it occurred. that's when I realized, you know, Lord, you're right. I am trying to do everything on my own, and I can't. I'm going to fail. So he made sure I wasn't going to put that cape back on, and I got rid of all the capes in my closet and said, Lord, I'm just going to surrender my life to you, and I want to be the best mom and the best wife, but with a really good perspective about it, with a different perspective.
Is there a sense in women, in mothers, that urges them, moves or pushes them to want to have everything in control?
Oh, yeah.
Organize, control, I've got my world in order. Does that, is that it? Does that add to the pressure?
It does.
Of what's there?
It does. Because, you know, the world tells us that we can do it all, that we're strong women, that we've got our lives under control, that we don't need a man to do it. No, we can do it all on our own. And it's this lie that we buy into. It's this lie that says, you know, don't even look to anyone but yourself. And think about that. It's such a selfish thing, selfish way to look at your life. Yeah, it's all on me. And I think that's where the moss grows, right there. Because then what we have is we buy into this mindset that we're superwomen, absolutely. And we can do this on our own. And we can control our world. And even if we're tired at the end of the day, you know, we'll blame our husbands or we'll blame other people because, you know, it's on them, not on us. So I think it has a lot to do with, you know, the beginnings of seeds of moss inside of us that says, you know, that control has to go.
You use the imagery.
Yes.
Of moss. Mm-hmm. Why moss? How is it relatable?
You know, it's interesting because when we moved to Florida 2 years ago for another duty station, because we move every 3 years, I thought, oh, this is awesome. I'm going to paradise. I'm going to Florida. And I had this divine plan. I had just graduated with my master's in marriage and family therapy. And it was a calling of my life to be a counselor. And I felt very comfortable with that. I thought, yeah, I'm going to be in a counseling office. It's all good. You know, that divine, that wonderful plan we have for ourselves, right? So I get to Florida.
I like the way you say it. The wonderful plan we have for ourselves.
Because it's flawed. You know, it is. So I moved to Florida. I applied for 14 jobs. Okay? 14. Jobs. I didn't get one. I had 14 doors slamming
with a master's degree.
With a master's degree in the greater Tampa area. So I said, oh, Lord, something's wrong. You know, and my poor husband, he says, what is going on? You know, you have the credentials. You're not getting the job. What's going on? So moss is something the Lord revealed to me on some walks. Because I tell you what, when you're not working and your house is clean and your kids are at school, you're pretty bored, right? So I wore out a pair of tennis shoes and I walked every day. And you'll notice the cover on the book is actually a trail. It's a beautiful trail. Mm. I call it my Garden of Eden without the fruit, you know, without the tree and all in it. But it's I walk every day. And one day I was walking down the trail. And I was walking and just, you know, basking in the Lord and just praying. And it was as if he just turned my face to a tree filled with moss. And in my spirit, I felt, wow, that's like a woman. That is like us as women. We carry this moss in our lives. It's feelings that we can't process, rejection, loneliness, bitterness, things from our past that come up, thoughts, and we just keep stifling them because we have the superwoman cape, right? So we're strong, and we have this facade. All we need is cute clothes and makeup, and trust me, I've been there. I'm a Southern girl. Makeup makes you feel better, right? So we hide it. We hide this moss, but what God revealed to me, Danny, was he sees it. He sees a world full of his daughters that are hurting with moss. We hide it from one another. And then I saw another tree, and it was so pitiful. It had moss all over it, all over the ground, all over the branches, on the ground. And then another thought, and I knew it was the Lord. He said, Deanna, that was you 10 years ago. And I said, wow, Lord, it was. That was me. And it took me, because I'm stubborn, it took me a decade of healing to get rid of all this stuff that I had built since I was 16, 17, all that pain. And it took Jesus healing every branch.
You write about it in the book. Things that people even who knew you didn't even know.
Yeah.
But you share it here.
I did.
You spoke in, you know, at a event recently where you opened up to wives, to women that have that really connected with them. Deanna, what are some things that you spoke about that you saw the Lord really use to touch these dear ladies?
You know, two things. And when I was standing up there, and, you know, as a speaker, you can see all the faces, and you can see their pain, and you can see the ones that are even hiding, the ones that don't want to, that are almost just very stubborn, kind of close-minded, you know, not just close-hearted, right? But what was so beautiful about that event was I knew that even those that weren't ready yet would be. And I stood up there and I told the ladies, I said, I have been there. And one of the things that God really wanted me to share with this group of ladies was priorities. Where's your priorities? God is looking for women that will pursue him. So I had my priorities all out of whack. And I shared in detail what some of these priorities were. Two for me were TV and shopping. When I was lonely, I would shop. And I would shop. And it would fill that hole for a little while. But I wasn't pursuing God. I wasn't reading my Bible every day. Yeah, I went to church on Sunday. I prayed every now and then. I read my Bible every now and then. But the shopping was something that I prioritized. And I would get excited about it. You know, and I used to hide the shopping bags from my husband. I would put it in the closet, and I'd call it my pirate's booty, right? So you have it in the closet, and I would get it out. And he's a smart man, you know. And, you know, I thought I could really pull one over on him, but it didn't last very long, especially when he deployed and was given some extra money. And when the boys got older, I realized, you know, they don't need mom quite as much, you know. And so I would fill my time with shopping. And then when he came back from his deployment and told me, you know, Deanna, what happened to all the money? I was so ashamed, you know. But I did. I prioritized shopping and TV. I used to watch a lot of TV instead of reading my word and spending time with God. So those are the two things that women really related to. They came up to me and said, Deanna, I felt like you were speaking to me. But that was interesting.
Let's talk more about some of these things that connected, and also some things in the book Moss in the Trees that you share. I mean, it takes a lot to open up and to share, but when you do, it really is a gift of God's grace, because in our disenchantment, in our own confusion, in our own faults or failings, someone else is there and says, and I thought I was the only one. You mean I'm not alone? You mean I'm not some weird case that I'm off in some isolated fashion? There's an odd sense of normalcy. Okay, it might not be normal, but the normal so that you can become healed. When we come back, Deanna.
Desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com.
For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Moss in the Trees. It's a book written by Deanna Broom. She's in studio with us today. She's on a speaking tour here in the islands, and the Lord has used her, and it continues to use her as she speaks right out of her heart. That's one great thing that we appreciate about our guests, and she is sterling in that regard. She writes this book, Moss in the Trees. You can find out more about the book. You can get it and get it at fullycommitted.net. She has a weekly blog that she publishes, that and other resources there, and you can connect with her, find out how. Maybe you might want to invite her to speak at an event. Again, fullycommitted.net. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Program. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Thank you for joining us today. Deanna, in your book, Moss in the Trees, your chapter one speaks about a walk in the woods. A walk in the woods. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about that. Why the title? And what is it about?
A walk in the woods. You know, we live in a world of busy and going and doing and being. And, you know, we have to practice. We have to practice pursuing God. And God really revealed that to me in that season. I call it a season of growth because, you know, I didn't have any other thing to do. Right. I could have chosen TV or shopping, but at that point, I realized they were both very empty things. So a walk in the woods means literally slowing yourself down, finding a place on this earth, finding a place near your home where you can just stop and you can listen and you can bask in the presence of God.
Deanna, perhaps someone listening to this, that sounds great. I mean, it just sounds so, so candy-coated even. Mm-hmm. I know it's a good thing to do, but you know what, Deanna? I like being busy. Mm. I like being so busy that I'm so tired at night that when I close my eyes, I have to fall asleep because I'm exhausted. And I want that because I don't want to look inside. Mm. I don't want to be quiet. I don't want to be alone. I don't want to reflect because I'm afraid. Maybe I'm afraid of me,
yeah.
Or what's in there or what's not in me. And to see that is very hard to bear. If someone feels like that and says, that's why I'm busy.
Right.
It's a way to stay. What would you say?
You know, let me tell you. Yeah, it does sound like I'm in a fairy tale land when I say that, right? Let's just stop and stop our world. And I know it's a challenge because we live in a very busy world. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Danny, it's one of those things that, yeah, you know, we do get in this trap where we're busy, 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 and then we're at the end of the day and we're tired. So I say, how about tapping into something supernatural, meaning a supernatural strength beyond your human strength? I say, let God fill you up. Because let me tell you, there is healing in revealing. And I talk about that in Moss in the Trees. You know, change is hard, right? Any kind of change is hard. If you want to lose weight, change the way you eat, you know that there's something in it for you, right? You're going to lose weight. Any kind of change that you want to make to better yourself, to make you feel healthier or better. So I say, in this generation, let's go to God and let's pursue Him and let Him heal the things in our life that is just growing way too much moss. You know, for Him to reveal that, and yes, it's scary, but at the same time, you know, you are gaining so much more than you're losing. What God does when you slow your life down, and I'm talking maybe 10 minutes in the morning, you know, before your family gets up, or when you're commuting in the car, don't turn on your radio. How about rolling the windows down and putting your phone away? Because you're not supposed to text and drive anyway, right? So put that phone away and just pray. Pray to a mighty Father. You know, pray for your day. Pray for those around you. And I tell you what, it is transforming. What you will experience will blow you away. You will experience something. God anchors your soul. He does something with your day. But not just that, He fills you up. Where nothing on this earth, no relationship, no one else can do with His unfailing love. And you won't want anything else. And I challenge listeners to do it and watch what happens. Mm.
Is it a process?
Oh, absolutely.
It doesn't happen all at once. It's not a quick leap that doesn't have to be sustained. It takes time.
You know, I say take those baby steps.
I like that, baby steps.
It's baby steps.
We can all do baby steps.
Absolutely. You got to start somewhere, right? So I say get up a little bit early. Get up when your house is quiet. You know, open your Bible. Still, you know, just quiet your mind.
What if somebody says, okay, I've got a Bible that's up on the bookshelf, or maybe up in the attic, or some collecting dust somewhere. Maybe someone says, you're speaking to people who know Jesus, but I don't know Jesus. I'm interested. I'm listening. What would you say to someone like that who's listening right now, but they don't know Christ in the way that you're saying, or even the way that I speak?
Let me introduce you to Jesus, if you don't know Him. Jesus is a healer. Jesus is our Savior. Jesus died on a cross, and it's not just some story. Jesus spilled His blood because He loves you that much. Let me tell you who He is. He is someone that can take you, He can wrap you in His arms, and He can hold you so close that you will never want any kind of love like that again with anyone else, because only Jesus can do that. No one on this earth can make you feel that way. And you know, He gives us an instruction manual. He gives us the Bible. You know, if you had a washing machine and you never read the instructions, you wouldn't know how to wash your clothes. But the Lord gave us a Bible to read. And you know, let me tell you, listeners, it is living, it is active, it is healing. And I can tell you, I did it. This is something I did. I would never ask you something to do. I would never say, you do this and I not do this. This is a woman that's been transformed. I have been transformed. Okay, 10 years it took me. You know, I used to have my Bible on a nightstand. I used to have it away. But I tell you, Jesus is someone that can transform you. And it starts with baby steps. It starts with just surrender and just say, Jesus, I want to know You. And let me tell you, He'll show up.
Deanna, we've got a couple minutes. Can you lead in a prayer for our dear listeners? Some might know the Lord, someone might not know the Lord, but if you can pray for them right at their point of need.
Okay. Oh, Heavenly Father, You are so mighty. And Lord, we come to you today. We are your children, and we are loved, all of us, Lord. And Lord, you choose us to make a difference in this world. And Lord, I pray for every listener today. I pray, Lord, just meet them where they're at. And Lord, whatever pain, whatever insecurities, whatever things from their past, whatever things right now that are going on, Lord, I pray over their lives and their families. Lord, I pray that we can be a generation of healed trees, that all that moss is taken, Lord, in your holy hands, in your mighty hands, because you are the vine, Lord. You are our rock, and we are your branches. Lord, heal those branches, heal this land, heal these people, Lord, that you love so dearly. Lord, you are so mighty, and Lord, we want to be that generation in this year right now that says we're going to slow down and we're going to pursue you, because you look for hearts that are fully committed to you. Lord, I pray over every listener today. I pray abundant blessings on their life. Lord, transform them and let them see you and your mighty deeds so we can proclaim them to the next generation and the next. Lord, hold them close and embrace them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Deanna, thank you for your prayer. Thank you for your ministry. Thank you for opening your heart.
Thank you.
Speaking from the depths of where you've come and what you've been through and how the Lord Jesus Christ has brought you through, you and Colonel Joe, your dear husband, the Mustang. What a privilege to get to know you and to know the way God is mightily using you and your family to bring hope, life, and redemption to so many others.
Thank you, Danny.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Find out more about Deanna Broom at her website, fullycommitted.net. And dear friend, I hope that you've been encouraged by the inspirational thoughts from Deanna. Again, fullycommitted.net. God's timing is indeed perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, dear one, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus Christ, just like Deanna encouraged and led in prayer. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a message for you there. To help us with your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Proverbs 18:22 says, find a good spouse, you find a good life. And even more, the favor of God. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest, Deanna Broom. Again, find out more at fullycommitted.net. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.